Recently, someone gave me a book to give back to my friend who had lent her the book. So before I gave the book back to my friend, of course, I took a look through it. And I quickly looked at the cover and the title, and I knew the author but hadn't read the book. So I started reading the book, and it surprised me the author's opinions, because I had read several other books by this author and I knew the background of her lifestyle and her marriage and what she usually wrote about, and this book seemed so much different. After several chapters, I looked back at the front of the book and I thought, this just doesn't sound like her. And it's then I realized that I read books by two different female authors and they have the same first name. I thought that the book I was reading was by one author, but actually the book I was reading is by another author. And I had read some of both of their books, but it made total sense that the book I was reading would be by the second author. Both ladies are Christians. Both ladies speak about marriage and child rearing and different things about the Christian life for women, but they live very different types of lives. They live in different states. They have different, just everything about their life is different. One's more out in the country. One is more in the city, and they don't contradict each other necessarily. They just think and write in completely different ways because they're very different women. So once I got the name right, it made complete sense. Oh, this is by that other author, and the rest of the book was like, oh, of course. Why didn't I think of that at the beginning? That little mistake I made quickly led me to think about the Bible. We should be reading the Bible, my friends, to get to know God and how he thinks. I was challenged along these lines not too long ago to read the Bible to get to know God and how he thinks. And that sounds very obvious, of course, but really our reading the Bible, at least for me and probably for all of us, is mostly how can I be helped in my current circumstances? How can I find answers for what I'm dealing with? And of course, that's a reason to read the Bible. That's not a bad thing. But it's very easy for us to fit something that we read into our own issue and then create a theology around it that gives us a good outcome for what we're dealing with. Instead of reading the Bible cover to cover, all of it, not pulling anything out of context, and really just focusing on how does God think? Instead of fitting the Bible to 21st century American life, American values, patriotic values, whatever, female point of view, all of it. We don't want to add God and the Bible into how we feel or think about things so that we can feel better and have something to claim that God's going to do for us. First of all, that's not going to work. God doesn't change. But more than that, let's get to understand how God thinks and not try to change who he said he was to get a quick fix for our own life. That's going to take time, study, and most of all, it's going to take understanding from the Holy Spirit as we read. We want to get to know God for who he is, who he said he was. Everything that the Bible says is an opinion of God, is something that he did because of how he thinks. And when we get that fuller picture through spending a lot of time in the Word of God, through taking time, this isn't a microwave 10-minute drive-through, two verses a day at the top of a devotional type thing. This is long hours with no preconceived notions, going in every day as if we've never read the Bible before and saying, please show me yourself. God, I want to know you for who you are, not to change anything I'm reading for my own benefit or my own point of view. That's when I believe the Bible will really come alive to us. Then, as we get to know God, we're asking the Holy Spirit to help us think like him and see the world the way he does and see our relationships and our problems and everything, our government, the way he sees it. And it just makes life fall into place. Those two books I was reading didn't jive because I had the wrong author assigned to the wrong book. And if it seems like our Christian life isn't working, maybe it's because we don't have the right view of actually who God is and how he thinks. And we have access to that in the word that he's preserved. So I challenge you, friends, to do what I'm trying to do. Spend quality, unfocused time reading through the entire Bible and always daily asking, show me who you are, Lord. Show me how you think. Show me your preferences. Help me to think like you in this world. That's just something that's helped me, and I hope it helps you. Have a great week. Let's walk in love, loving God through loving others.